January 4, 1924, the words of Jesus in the garden, "Not my will, but yours be done." In this way he established with his celestial Father the contract of the kingdom of the divine will upon earth. I was thinking about the words of Jesus in the garden, when he said, "Father, if it is possible, let this chalice pass from me. Yet, non mi voluntas, sed tua fiat, not my will, but yours be done." And my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, do you think it was for the chalice of my passion that I said to the Father, 'Father, if it is possible, let this chalice pass from me'?" Single quote. Not at all. It was the chalice of the human will which contained such bitterness and fullness of vice, that my human will united to the divine felt such repugnance, terror and fright, as to cry out, "Father, if it possible, let this chalice pass from me." How ugly it is, the human will without the divine will, which enclosed itself in each creature, as within a chalice. There is no evil in the generations, of which it is not the origin, the seed, the source. And in seeing myself covered with all these evils produced by the human will, before the sanctity of my will, I felt like dying. And indeed I would have died if the divinity had not sustained me. But do you know why I added, and as many as three times, "Non mi voluntas, sed tua fiat," not my will, but yours be done? I felt upon myself all the wills of creatures united together, all their evils, and in the name of all I cried out to the Father, "May the human will be done on earth no more, but the divine. May the human will be banished, and may yours reign." Therefore, from that moment, and I wanted to do this at the very beginning of my passion, because it was the thing which interested me the most and the most important one, to call upon earth the fiat voluntas tua on earth as it is in heaven, I myself said in the name of all, "Non mi voluntas, sed tua fiat." From that time I constituted the year of the fiat voluntas tua upon earth. And by saying it three times, in the first one I impetrated it, in the second I made it descend, and in the third I constituted it ruler and dominator. And saying "Non mi voluntas, sed tua fiat," I intended to empty the creatures of their wills and to fill them with the divine. Before dying, since I had only hours left, I wanted to negotiate with my celestial Father my prime purpose, for which I came upon earth, that the divine will take its first place of honor in the creature. This had been the first act of man, to withdraw from the supreme will, and therefore our first offense. All his other evils are in the secondary order. It is always my will to have primacy in all things. And even though the fruits of redemption could be seen before its effects, it was by virtue of this contract which I made with my divine Father that his fiat would come to reign upon earth, realizing the true purpose of the creation of man and the prime purpose for which I came upon earth, and that man could receive the fruits of redemption. Otherwise, my wisdom would have lacked order. If the origin of evil was his will, it was this will that I had to order and restore, reuniting divine will and human will. And even though the fruits of redemption could be seen first, this says nothing. My will is like a king who, though being first among all, arrives as last, being preceded, for honor and decorum, by his peoples, armies, ministers, princes and the whole royal court. Therefore, the fruits of redemption were needed first, so that the royal court, the peoples, the armies and the ministers could be found worthy of the majesty of my will. But do you know who was the first one to cry out together with me, "Non mi voluntas, sed tua fiat"? It was my little newborn of my will, my little daughter, who felt such repugnance and fright for her wills to cling to me. And trembling, she cried out with me, "Father, if it possible, let this chalice pass from me." Single quote. And crying, she added with me, "Non mi voluntas, sed tua fiat." Ah, yes. You were together with me in that first contract with my celestial Father, because at least one creature was needed in order to validate this contract. Otherwise, To whom give it? To whom entrust it? And in order to render the custody of the contract safer, I gave you all the fruits of my passion as gift, lining them up around you like a formidable army which, while forming the royal court of my will, wages a fierce war against your will. Therefore, have courage in the state in which you find yourself. Dismiss the thought that I may leave you. It would go against my will, since I keep the contract of my will deposited in you. So, be at peace. It is my will that tests you, and wants not only to purge you, but to destroy even the shadow of your will. So, in all peace, continue your flight in my will and be concerned with nothing. Your Jesus will do in such a way that everything which may happen inside and outside of you will make my will stand out even more and will expand its boundaries in you, in your human will. I myself will maintain the rhythm in your interior, in order to direct everything in you according to my will. I occupied myself with nothing else but the will of my Father. And since all things are in it, I occupied myself with everything. And if I taught a prayer, it was no other prayer than this, that the divine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. However, it was the prayer which enclosed everything. Therefore, I did not move if not around the supreme will. My words, my pains, my works, my heartbeats, were filled with celestial will. So do I want you to do, you must go around it so much as to let yourself be burned by the eternal breath of the fire of my will, in such a way as to lose any other knowledge, and to know nothing else but my will, only and always.